we're going to get going. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. We're officially underway. Let's go do the minutes. Be quiet. That's a good job on the sign down there. Man.
Which one?
The shoestring is on one side of the sign and holds it up so it's not hanging down. That was good.
That was good.
As you're going by the sign, it was hanging down like this.
That was hit by the car the other night.
Oh, another one hit it?
Yeah.
That's a hit?
Yeah. I got a call from the fire chief saying, when you notice the sign's up, he goes, missed the post. He says, just hit the sign, so give it anything else up to the tree. It's far away.
Make a motion to accept the minutes from last month's meeting as presented here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This one here?
Yep.
That's a good one.
No, fancy paper?
Right there. What was that training?
One of those is a review class for the E1.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got to say, a lot of our class, Brian, we need about 3 hours to keep up his class license.
Yeah.
I'll just take one of those.
How many hours does Brian have to keep his license?
Okay.
Oh, 20?
I have to get 15. He has to get 20.
Are they all,
the one that's taking the test. Okay. JR has had a class, and this is Matt, and it's sent to another one. So I'll have to take the test right after. That's what you put, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
Who administers the test?
What's that?
Who administers the test?
The state has accompanied by the UN. Testing, yeah. They do most of everything in that.
So you can take it online, and you have to go to the state office.
They have local sites.
I believe that.
They will test anyone 50 different costumes.
Make some noise.
Like,
hi, Amy.
Hey.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
You don't have to go to the classroom.
You could be taking a test right besides someone taking
a paramedic test.
A paramedic, yeah. Or a barber or something else. We'll take the written test beside you.
Do you need a test to be a barber?
Yeah, you're supposed to get your license. My daughter did it. She's got to take the test.
All right.
Did you get the test in?
Ha ha.
what's
it's a national.
What? Tonight.
I don't think so.
You good?
You look, there should be four. One.
Yeah, I gave four, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Two.
Your hair got in the way.
Four. His hair got in the way.
I must say.
So that was this. So where'd your hair go, boy?
I see you guys hanging up on me.
Where did all his hair? So it looked like his Uncle Don. You catching any fish, Amy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time to get them. Nobody's down there.
Yeah.
You all right, Chris?
Okay, this is it.
Thousand paper clips up there and 27 pounds. Water quality.
We made it another one for the bacteria. Secondary contaminants, trihalomethanes and yellow halocetic acids. Everything came in less than in single digits. I'll say only in two digits. We'll say, yeah, I think the highest might be 12 or something like that. And it's well under concern with the state. In a quick talk that Jen had with Jim Lockman, who's the guy from DEP that we talked to, I'm just going to let my residual that I have to send in for my quarterly report, just waiting for the test that we're doing on Monday. I'll get the residual from Brian. I'll send the report in with a request to go down to once the ENL instead of the report, because we haven't had any problems at all, anything in any kind of range that's dangerous. And it should give us knock it down to once the ENL instead of the once the report. But they've been, this is just a way to check out things again.
Sounds good, bro. Do we make any money this week, this month?
We'll make some for the end of the year.
Oh boy. Yes, sir.
All right, full superintendent's report. September of 2014, August of 2014, August of 2015, we pumped 40,653,000, for an increase of 5,188,000. Which I think you guys pumped some water. There's going to be quite a difference. Our largest save is just under 2 million. 922. We did have 5.6 inches of rain in the month, but 5.5 came off of 5 days. We had one day where it was 2.5 inches, then the rest of it was 1.1, and one day had a tenth of an inch. There was 25 days over 1 million gallons, and the last 6 days that we had well as our highest pump, and it's extremely dry.
And that 1.92 million was the record?
I didn't go way far back, but yeah, that's in. Yeah. It's we pumped over 2 million before, but I don't think in August.
Okay.
Well, no.
I think that was an error when we did it. I think we had something where one of the stations had stuck on.
Okay.
So it pumped for 24 hours straight and something like that and just kept the tanks going.
That's like a naval water.
Lots of people across the street. Don't tell me there's people across the street. Because I sent the guys over there to change the water. We have to tell them we need to change the water. We sent them out on how many letters. They found a young girl over there knocked at the door and she said, "Can I help you? What do you want?" And he says, "Well, here." And he gave us a "We need to change the water." And she says, "Yeah, okay, thanks." Boom, shut the door and walk away there again.
I guess
stuff heady to
do. If you want us to get in there, I guess in there.
Let's see. Okay, we had 3 new services in August, all in letters.
Portalotti, Newtown Road.
That was actually last week.
Oh, really? So September.
I don't think we did. We did not. That might be a misprint on my end. Because the only thing that we really had. I do have some stuff here we need to discuss from AT&T, and they should have been using our tank right now without a lease, one with an expired lease. The gentleman had said his worker would be expired on and I did send a comment to them. They were pretty basic comments. He said the different sections are on here. We wanted to change the language. They wanted 180 days notice to take everything off. Rick wanted 120 days. The man's response to me was that AT&T invests in the site is too great to allow the landlord to turn their name on just 120 days notice. AT&T has to have understanding of its network for at least, in other words, if you send a 15-year lease, it might be different. But we can't sign a 15 over a 10-year lease.
At that time.
Right. And we can't do it right now, especially because that's the thing that's going to
be moving out.
How long have those antennas been on this tank?
This one was a 10-year lease, so that's been on there at least 10 years. Sprint has been up there at least 20, I would say, or close to 20, maybe 15. And this is going to be even further. I think back about when we actually did this. So they've been here a long time. Mm-hmm. That last one was along with T-Mobile. They want to take the increase from 5% to 3% and go off figures from back when it ended. So that's less money than you're paying me now. He says that financials of the site are already approved by AT&T. This is within the market range for that area, and this is what real estate manager for AT&T is willing to approve. Okay? They had some stuff in here. Let's see. One of them was there was some changes that they wanted to do. Emergency 911 in the future without a payment of additional rent or any other considerations in a location mutually acceptable to lessor or lessee. We agreed to that the lessee may add, modify, or replace equipment in order to be in compliance with current or future federal, state, and local mandated applications, including but not limited to 911 communication services. He said he felt that it was too broad, that he didn't mind the 911 changes, maybe something stating that whatever they put in would not increase the area of the footprint that they were in. But he said that's no problem. They can limit it to the changes to the current defined premises.
Okay.
So they're not going to take up any more space than they already have. There was some billing stuff that they wanted to add. Rick said he didn't think that he was inclined to add those terms. The gentleman's answer was that the charges in the section only dictate that in the event the board needed to charge A&T for some fees, not rent or utilities, they will make sure the charge to A&T is there within a year for the end of the year to the charge occurs. So in other words, they want to be billed right away.
Yeah.
So that's all that's saying is we don't want to be billed a year later for something that happened a year ago.
Right.
In this section 5, he didn't think it required an asset fine. I'll take it out if he thinks he had it. But he did like the increase that we have already in the current agreement. And he didn't like that.
I have a question concerning, I know that those things are on everyone's water towers.
Yep.
And they all have leases of varying times, and they're not all coming up right now.
Right.
But is there any way to find out if anyone is in negotiation with them, and if they're trying to do that with everyone, and how the other places are responding to that, or are we kind of out on our own trying to figure out how this is going to work, and it could set a pattern for other people?
I remember right, we wrote this was written by Jack Thomas, and he was the one who did it. I don't know if everybody has the same needs that we do, but I'm sure that...
Well, I guess I'm getting to the thing about if they want to go from 5% to 3%. Is there a general push from...
I think I wrote it 2 or 3%, but I'm not positive.
Yeah.
I don't think we play. Just leave it at 5%. If he doesn't want to go to 5%, just hit the road.
Take it off.
We're not going to do that. I don't know, Vic, you?
What's that relate as far as...
They're not going to take it down.
All right. Yeah. I just want... what I want to know is, if they do take it down, what is the difference in rental income? Okay.
We'll get somebody else up there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They are one of the higher payers. We have, I think, the last
that's their program, you know, their programs to get a little strong.
They're ready to start out at $3,700 a month.
Yeah. No, I'm guessing that this is probably something they're trying to do with everyone, but I didn't know if someone else, how they responded to it and how they...
Yeah, I think that's...
If that was...
I don't know.
I'd rather not go less than 5%.
This is really not as an option. About a year ago, there was a gentleman in there talking about it, and I had said to him he was doing some repairs and updates. And I had said to him, talking about it, they're going to leave here because of T-Mobile or something like that, because they can't do it. He says, they're not going to shut this down since there's too much going on here.
Yeah.
He says, and this is the day the ones that have a big cabinet in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a thing to do. Okay. Kind of as little as possible.
Yeah.
Well, where's the mayor's one?
I don't know who else has AT&T.
Oh, no, that's just a radio.
There's so many different companies.
That's radio. That's all radio up there.
Okay, there's no cell phone on.
There's one behind workout world.
Oh, yeah.
There too, you know, there's a couple of different places.
Yeah.
I don't know who's on what. We can discuss a little more down the line on this. This guy just wants to get it done and everything else.
Yeah, well,
it's been out. And the more I put it off, the more money we're going to get.
You don't have to be around the bush with him, Chris.
I'll just tell him that you don't want to, if you don't like the current, then they can start seeking to take stuff off.
We've got to come to a point at some point. We'll
talk
to him. So we need to know sooner than later.
Okay.
What the program is.
Sounds good. And two other things quick. The advantage program for the hazardous mitigation grant for the generator, we should be expecting an answer mid-October. Talked to him yesterday to know if we've been accepted or not.
Oh, good.
And lastly, I have picked out a new vehicle.
I've been asked about that by a lot of people. When are you going to get
new Denali?
Given a PO for a new vehicle, I have not got a new vehicle ordered until maybe that's who that was who called me just now. The vehicle I had to be ordered by 2016. They didn't have any left, so I wanted in the 2015. So they had to order it. First, they weren't going to have off of the engine that I need that I wanted. So she had to call back and say, no, now they're going to offer it, but it's not being offered yet. They just got the information they're going to. So she has everything, she has the PO ready, she's just going to go with it. Other than that, I'm all set. And it's a Dodge. 27.
I'd like to set
I am done. That is the dependent.
I'd like to set this other election, the policy advisory and bylaw committee members, to the end of the meeting so we can talk a little bit better. And then we'll move on to old business. And Jackie, you're up first at Lowell Park.
Need to speak into here?
You can, as long as you push the button. Yeah.
Is that on?
I don't know, but is
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
It's
like
it being recorded,
can
so.
Can you sing a little bit?
You don't want me to sing. I'm here on official business this evening to ask you to vote to sign the conservation restriction on the Lowell Park property that the district voted to purchase in May of 2014. I have the full conservation restriction. You've seen it before. There have been some minor changes, but nothing substantive. And the map that I just gave you, or the plan that I just gave you, shows the 16 acres of land that is the subject to the conservation restriction. And the dotted line indicates the land that's in the zone of contribution. But the entire outlined area is the 16 acres that the conservation restriction covers. So David Houghton has finally released it with his blessing. And as I said, from the beginning, there haven't been any substantive changes, and there have been no changes to the part that is protected, especially by DEP. So in order to send this up to the state and to close on the property by October 28th, which is our new deadline, I need you to vote to simply sign the conservation restriction. And basically what it says is that a public meeting duly held on September 17th, the Board of Water Commissioners of the Kootenai Fire District, acting pursuant to the authority granted under Article 19 of the annual district meeting held on May 28th, 2014, voted to accept the above conservation restriction. And the conservation is here. I will send you the conservation restriction electronically if you'd like, or I can give you this copy except for the other signature pages that are in here. But you will have a conservation restriction once it's recorded, of course, in the end. So, and I have two copies of the signature papers.
You want a motion? Okay.
I don't know,
Mark has had
Mark Petro?
Oh yeah. You've had it for a month.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I've I probably should have called him before today.
And I wasn't sure. Good job, Jackie. Did you get any other
funding? Do we need a
motion? I think we do need a motion to do this.
I'd like to make a motion that the Water Commissioner sign this conservation restriction document so that they can proceed with buying the securing the property around Lowell Park.
Second, yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And so the question that I was asked was, are we home yet? And the answer is, assuming that all my pledges are good, which I think they are, but that's about $300,000, we are indeed essentially home.
So,
that $1.8 million isn't all in the bank yet, but.
You need somebody to collect.
Yeah. I've been in touch with all the people who have promised, especially the big money.
So, and Jackie, we get a copy of this. Will you give us a copy? I mean, it doesn't have to be this one you've taken with you, but
if you would like that copy, I just need the signature pages that are in there for the Barnstable Land Trust and your signature pages.
And
I can send the whole thing tomorrow.
You can print it off if you want to file.
Yeah.
And then you'll obviously when it's recorded. You'll also have a copy.
Right. Okay. John Hancock. Yeah, do you want title on these? Do I have to put chairman on this?
Doesn't say it.
Doesn't say it on there, but just the three of us is fine. Or we can get it later if you need to.
No, I don't.
All right, Jackie, that's good work. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good job. Yes, keep that in the house. You tired yet? plan to get that. She had another one.
How many more projects?
Yeah.
Nothing as big as this right now, thankfully.
Yeah,
well, we should talk about things that you might have in your recharge area.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, well, you did good. New tank update. Russell, Mike?
Sure. Do you want to
you're going to have to get up there. Get up there. We got a microphone tonight.
So I have basically a draft document of the actual RFP itself, and then kind of an outline of what we've been looking at for time frames, assuming everything. So it's basically structured as an energy management contract in which the town has the right to either, or the water department rather, has the right to accept or deny any offer proposed. There's no commitment for any portion of it. It's written that the only oversight is the Department of Energy Resources, where they basically give their blessing on this document, and then it's totally in your hands to do with whatever as you please. So the time frame on that is essentially, once they're notified, they have 15 days to either give it the yay or nay, and it's really just the format of the document and the structure. And we're currently having it reviewed by our legal team right now. So I expect that either back tomorrow or Monday, that I can give you guys the final document of that for your approval. And then basically at that point, if you look at the bottom, it'd be going through the process, you know, assuming October 1st, start date of that, giving it to doer. We could be looking at, you know, having final bids approved, going through this process by first of the year, first week of January. So, scooting right along. The only necessary additions to that would be the most recent electrical usage for you. I have the December 14 to 15, or no, 13 to 14 I have. So the most recent, I believe, 9 months I don't have.
December 14.
I believe I have up until December 14. December 14.
2014.
Right. And then after that, just kind of, you know, the actual, you know, contact information, who you guys would want to have point for questions, stuff like that, setting pre-bid conference times, dates, when you guys would be available to answer questions, basically get a generic forum together of people asking their initial questions, details like that. But the actual document itself has the 414 Main Street as the prime scope, where the pumping stations currently are, of that original 260 kilowatt project we talked about. And then gives anyone that wants to come in the option to put a bid in for any other land up to Kootuat the Water District currently owns. You guys don't have to accept any of it. If you like the proposal, you can, okay, we want to move forward with this. But you know, it's totally up to you. Right now, I got your name in there, but I know you probably don't want that.
I'll just keep going. I don't know.
Right.
That's what I was kind of looking for, to see where my name was.
Well, what we do with the tank project, if I do something similar, any questions have to be written questions.
Right.
And then we do it before the community.
Currently, right now, you're the point of contact, but it's written as in you will not be directly answering any questions.
Okay.
Just a point of contact for the water district.
Anything can be done in writing and brought to us.
So just as long as I understand this, the
people can put in a bid for the original part we talked about, or any other part of the property that we own.
That's going to be required as a mandatory portion, and then they
say, well, no, we don't want to have anything over there, and we don't want anything over there. So we can limit how much is going to be used.
Yeah.
And then they take that information and they give us the final.
Right.
Okay.
You sort of determine where you are interested in having this on that triangle down there. And,
there's different spots. Like I said, I mean, if somebody, one of these guys might come here and go, you know, they can take a ride down and take a look at the properties or something like that, might give them a quick view. And they might go, oh, it is perfect. We don't think. Something like that, could happen.
It's basically framed as, you know, nothing will be, you know, they can't run wild with it. Everything's up to approval.
Question to you, does the water department have the ability to post documents online? I'm thinking there's that formal land use report that we did back in 2004. Or we can make that available on the market site as a PDF document if you have that ability. And we can put it in the RFP, you know, there's additional information available at the fire district webpage. The previous land use identifies all the parcels of fire district zones.
Okay.
So that would be a helpful tool for the any respondents on that bid. So if it does have that, well, we can just either give you the PDF file and it can be distributed as an appendix to the...
Right. I currently have an appendix in there of basically just the assessor's data of all the Kituat Fire District properties.
I got something about it.
Okay.
We did a previous report, and I'm actually getting to go to the data side back in the archive. So.
Don't we have the ability to put it on the website?
This?
Yeah.
But I'm not sure which section it has to be in. That'd be something we need to.
A lot of times, what departments and districts do on the webpage, you'll have a documents, a contact, you know, personnel, you know, and documents. And you can post, just like where you post meeting minutes or the recorded minutes, you can post reference documents. It's public knowledge.
I know
in
any sense that we can't post it. We can't post these minutes anymore. We used to post them to our webpage. We've been contacted by Fran that says she wanted to post it someplace. So Patricia Brown has to post them now.
Okay.
The coordinator.
Okay.
So I don't know if we can do it on a different page or not. I don't think it's something we have to do legally. It's a problem.
Okay. What's your experience with response to an RFP like this? I mean, will we get thousands of people?
No, for the most part, it'll most likely be between half a dozen and a dozen respondents. It's in there right now that currently it's vetting up until the first three. It's formal negotiations with three vendors.
We talked about that before because it's really kind of based on our size. There's not that many, going to be as many people looking to do the small, correct?
Right.
Well, it's the
also
land
available.
You have a good acre
to make
catch
retention. Right. When you look at the 414 Main Street and it's listed as 150 acres, obviously you don't want to use 150 acres, but that's going to catch someone's eye.
Yeah, that's where Chris would spend months driving around and stable pieces of land.
And his new truck.
The new truck.
Yeah, his new truck.
His new truck. Well, you can put some miles on his new truck.
The Dodge.
The truck you can't get yet.
Yeah.
So they don't have the motor.
Would it make sense for us, for you, just to get that information and get it to him so the people who need it will let me know for sure they'll have it?
Sure.
Instead of us...
probably the easiest to move forward with an electronic bidding system. That way, when people would have to request it via email, that would get people list of all the respondents.
We get a lot of vendors inquiring. Whenever a project goes up, we put out, something else. Can you give me a list of all the people who responded to this bid?
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a lot of that, and I'm pretty sure at the same time.
But you think we're still within the time frame of being able to get this accomplished, that within you had some issues with the money available?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
I mean, right now, the tax credit that's slated to get...
It got put out another year, is that what it was?
It's currently right now, it's going down from 30% to 10%. By December 31st, 2016. So this does have enough legroom in it if we can get it out by pretty much January, to have it said and done by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's what we do.
Good.
Yeah.
What's the goal of the set by the next commissioner's meeting? Do you want to have a full review of the questions submitted to Greenfield to make sure you can have a final document by next month and make sure it keeps moving along? Is that what you're...
Yeah, currently, I mean, I'm assuming before next month, I should be, depending on your turnaround time for being able to review it and get everything approved, we should be able to send it out, at least to Department of Energy, for them to review the structure of the document, not necessarily the nitty-gritty details, where they can approve it out to be sent out.
Okay.
And that should be able to be on par before the next meeting.
That'll be good.
Thank you.
Do you want to move up to the table for discussion? Or you
you can. We can do this if you want to.
Okay.
You have to speak up so Amy can hear you.
Amy wants to see your
lips. See your lips. Your lips to be moving.
Good evening. Russ Wiekamp, engineer at GHD.
Mike Bisco from Bisco Contracting.
We've had some good progress with the water tank bid. As you're all aware, we received the qualified low bidder. Qualified low bidder at the bid opening, I believe it was August 6th. The price was a little higher than what the budget allowed for, so we went through. We've been working with BISCO to develop some reductions in the cost, certain things like the fencing, landscaping. We modified the paint system. We've come up with a number of items that we've reduced the contract to get it within the allocated funds. So we felt comfortable with that. We issued the notice of award to BISCO so they could start getting the paperwork and their shop drawings going on. So the process from this point forward is, in a moment I'll ask Mike to just give an introduction of himself and his company and the work they do. We haven't worked with them before, so it's good to get an understanding of who we're working with. But the way the process will work from here on out is that I have in my truck four copies of the contract documents, which I will give those to Mike, and he actually gave me some pictures here. This is a recent tank job they did down in Fall River, 750,000 gallon spheroid. The way the process will work is I'll give the four sets of documents to Mike. He'll take them back. He'll get his payment and performance bonds and a certificate of insurance. He'll sign the contract documents. He'll bring those back or get them back to the water department. One question I have tonight is who are the signatures for this contract? Is it just the superintendent and chairman? Do all the commissioners want to sign? We have spaces available for everybody. I'll let you make that decision. But once we get those bonds, certificate of insurance, water department can sign, then we can issue the notice to proceed, and then we'll also sign. We'll award the amount of the contract for the full amount. When we issue the notice to proceed, we'll also sign a change order, which we've already developed, circulated to BISCO, to finalize the reductions in price to get that to where we need to be. So we expect that to happen over the course of the next month. Once we issue the notice to proceed, we'll get a project schedule, start going to the shop drawings, have a pre-construction meeting, and then the first major phase of construction, I'm assuming, will be the demolition of the existing tank. So any questions up to now? It did. It worked out well. So, Mike, I'll give you a few minutes now.
Mike Bisco, I'm one of the owners of Bisco Contracting. We're general contractors, utility contractors. We do work throughout the Northeast, pretty much in the New England area. We do pump stations, treatment plants, tanks, cement lining of water mains, as well as general contracting and demolition and things like that. We've worked in New Hampshire, Maine, New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut. A lot of utility work. We just finished a 750,000 gallon tank in Fall River, which went online on Tuesday with no issues. And the second job, they're tied in with that one, a pump station to have to make the tank work. And both of them are online and currently running. We didn't have any pictures of the finished product, but that's it before it got painted. And I can forward some of them to you for the finished paint. We're going to be working with the same contractors on this job as we did that job. So I think it'll go quick and you end up with a good product.
And yeah, one of the things after talking with Mike that I personally favor with the contractors, they do a lot of the services in-house. They'll do the concrete work, the rebar.
Yep. We'll do the site work, concrete, rebar, all in-house. We'll do the demolition in-house. The electrical will sub out to a contractor who does most of our electrical control work and pump work for our electrical associates. So we have a good relationship with them. The interior plumbing, we have a plumbing contractor that will do the underground plumbing work and things like that. But pretty much all the work that we can do in-house, we do do in-house.
Did you say electrical?
For our electrical associates.
I've actually worked with them before.
Follow over electrical.
So, that's the update with the tank. It's moving forward. You know, all goes well. We'll be building a new one next spring. What was it? Do you know what the offhand with the finish coating system for the tank in Fall River was? Was it the hydro? Was it the Hydroflon or was it the series 1074, 1075?
I believe it's 1074.
Okay, it's a semi-gloss
finish
coat there. So that is one decision.
I can confirm that for you tomorrow. I'll check my records.
Okay. That's the Hydroflon, is what's on the 500,000-gallon tank. So there is a couple of tank options for the finish coat. It's a series 1074, 1075. One's a semi-gloss, one's a high-gloss. The Tanemic rep actually recommended the semi-gloss. It can hide imperfections a little bit better in the welding and the steel and doesn't catch glare. So if everyone's comfortable with that decision, we'll go with the semi-gloss. It is. We had a few options with the selling point for the Hydroflon, the top of the line paint system, is it comes with a 15-year guarantee, which is kind of unique in the industry. That's what you're paying for, basically, is that warranty. It is a higher class product. With the paint system we have now, it was told to me that you're looking at about a 14 to 18-year life expectancy. There was a cheaper alternative, which was more of a 12 to 15-year life expectancy, about $5,000 cheaper. But I think at this point it's safe to say we want to go with the multiple coats. It's the intermediate coat, the top coat, it's the same coating system. It gives you a little bit of durability out there.
Do you have any plans on how you're going to tear it down?
Probably cut it down piece by piece. I went out there, we initially talked if we were going to roll one over or not. I don't, initially looking at it today and prior to the bid, I don't think I got the room to do that, but that still might change depending on.
Was that both sites or just the West Street site's a little tight, I think we agree that, but the Main Street site there is some.
Initially looking at it today, I still think I'm going to end up cutting it, but I've got to get out there and look at it some more.
Okay.
And we'll do a site walk and talk about it. As soon as we get the notice to proceed, if we get it quick enough, I'd like to try and get in before the weather turns this year, depending if we can get submittals done and things like that. As soon as we get a notice to proceed, I'll talk to my tank contractor, see when his window is to get in. Fabrication and erection, and I'll base my schedule around that. I just don't want to get in, start it, leave.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd rather find out what his schedule is based on doors proceed, and then build a schedule around that.
Do we, as far as the signatures on behalf of the fire district, is it superintendent and chairman? Do all the commissioners wish to sign the contract? So if those, once we get, once BSCO signs their portion, they bring it back to the water department. Is that something that we can leave those documents at the water department and commissioners can come in?
We just have to do monthly warrants between our meetings.
Okay.
Either phone or
off. Good. That way we can get going. It sounds like you got some of the paperwork in process already.
Yeah, I already got the bonds in my office, so you should be able to
get it. Everybody go on vacation again?
I just needed the books. I got the bonds in my office now, so by the beginning of the week.
I'll get Chris, I'll draft up a notice to proceed and get it over to you. You can get it put on letterhead. We'll have that ready too once we. In fact, I can probably leave all the documents. The change order will need your signature and then also notice to proceed. So there's three documents there, and you give a month by the end of next week. You know, we'll be scheduling a pre-con meeting and asking you for a schedule and all that good stuff. So.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Do you have a few minutes? I can step outside with Mike, give him the documents. I'd like to come back and give an update on the fiber optic and the security. Do you have another item you can?
Yeah.
Okay. Back in a moment.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that when we went over these things, that every single job that comes down the pipe in these type of waterworks jobs, there are numerous things that are in there that can be eliminated out of there or shortened up that aren't the safety hazards or anything like that. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that I think we're in good shape.
Yeah.
We eliminated the Taj Mahal building, but we still have a building inside.
Yep. You know, my biggest concern was the paint, because that's something that's going to have to last a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're not shorting ourselves on the quality of the Tanemic is the best.
Yeah.
But the Hydroflon is.
The Hydroflon is the best. It's a 20-year warranty.
Yeah.
They're talking 15 to 18-year
yeah.
warranty. I thought it was a 701, but it's something else. I think it's 107 or something like that, but it's a 74 is the last year, number 75.
I think we're splitting hairs. It just bothers me. I don't think, you know, I know that you're saying the Hydroflon is the top of the line, but you know what?
It's together before they put it up, so everybody hates putting it on. That's why it costs so much money. It's not just a regular.
Yeah.
It's like a 50-year warranty of something that's only been made for 2 years. I mean, I just don't have the Tanemic and go with it.
Well, it's all Tanemic. It's all Tanemic.
Right.
Yeah. Most people, we're the only ones around to put the pipe on that I know.
You're right.
And it was a $23,000 upgrade to do it.
Yeah, it's a big thing, yeah.
Because there's so much more footage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like $10 more square.
Okay. Russell's back here.
Ready, bro?
Okay, so update with the security system. We've got some interesting developments. Going to talk some numbers here, so if anyone needs me to repeat myself, don't hesitate to ask. So, security system. Quick background, trying to work with Open Cape. That seems to have gone nowhere. Katuit has a certain sum of money set aside to put these conduits in. One of the requests from Chris was to look into USDA funding for the tank. USDA provides loans and grants for infrastructure projects. You have to meet certain criteria. One of the criteria is under 10,000 either residents or users if you're a district. So we contacted USDA. Basically, the way the program works is that they offer a loan program similar to, you know, SRF funding or something like that. But then they also provide a grant up to 25% for the smaller communities if they're eligible. There's an application process. You have to fill out a preliminary engineering report. It's a fairly straightforward application. We've done it for other projects, other infrastructure projects we've worked on. So we contacted USDA. And speaking with one gentleman out of the Central Mass office, discussion of the tank came up. He goes, everything sounded good as far as the criteria for it. Then we also had the discussion of the security system. not knowing the specific details of the ultimate final product that's going to be furnished, he said that that would likely be eligible for USDA funding as well, and it would be most advantageous to combine the two projects in one application. So, knowing that the USDA offers up to a 25% loan program, we already have $2.1 million appropriated. 25% of $2.1 million is $525,000.
Grant.
So the way the grant program works is you have to spend the loan money first, then you spend the grant money after the fact. So seeing how we know we're going to spend $2.1 million on the tank, the remaining funds would be compensated for through that grant program. Now there is some final, year by year, the USDA funding, that the specific criteria changes. So I was speaking with Ron Coons out of the Wareham office. He's going to be getting back to me this week with some final determinations on whether or not the project is 100% applicable. So I don't want to get anybody's hopes up yet. From what he told me, he goes, it sounds like it's a good project. It sounds like it'll work out. Once I get that confirmation back, we'd go through with an application process. And this is what my thought process is now. If anyone has any objections, let me know. But you know, we basically have a best-case scenario and a worst-case scenario. I'll go through the best case first. Best-case scenario is we go into an application for $2.625 million. We have the 2.1 appropriated already. That funds, we know we're going to spend that. That leaves $625,000, $525,000 for security system upgrades. Now, why does it cost that much? Where is it going to go? Seeing how it highly unlikely, or at this stage it seems unlikely that we're going to get assistance from Open Cape. We have probably 20 to 25,000 linear feet of conduit run that has to tie all the locations together. We have 5 well stations, 2 tanks, and a central office that will be the hub for the communications. So what we need to do is, once with the application, have to fill out a report, basically what the costs are based on. So we're going to factor in, we're going to fill out the application as if we're getting no help from Open Cape at all. We're just going to do this all on our own. We'll get linear footages of conduit runs. We'll pick up the priority areas. If you could only do the stations and the tanks one at a time, where do you want the security cameras first? There'll be a prioritization. And that's how we'll structure where we locate the cameras. We'll also have to pick out the camera types. We took a trip at the Chatham Wastewater Treatment Plant where they've installed this for the security within the town for the treatment plant, and there's some different options when it comes to cameras. These are finite details we can get into at a later date. I would also look to tie all the SCADA system into the fiber optic. That's part of security. Doors open and close, things like that. It sets off alarms, so you can get away from the radios. So we're really, in this application, going to be a pretty robust system. We'd look to have a nice state-of-the-art system at the office, get the TV monitors that we need, really make it user-friendly. This appears that it has funding to get a Cadillac system in here, and that's really, you know, what the target is. Now, in a best-case scenario, we get the $525,000. Katuit can either use the appropriated funds if we had to spend that for the additional conduit runs. If we get the project done within that amount, those funds can go back to where they came from, be used for something else not be used. In even better case scenarios, Open Cape does come back and we figure out a way to tie into their fiber optics, which would really be a slam dunk. We'd have a copious amount. The nice thing about USDA is they're not a regulatory agency. They're like a DEP that you have to be very specific, like with an SRF fund. If you say you're going to do this, you have to do this. If we expend the funds and there's $200,000 left over, as long as it's security related or relates to that application, we find ways to, whether it's upgrading SCADA if it ties into security, upgrading, you know, fences or whatever it may be, maybe the fence around the tank. We took that out of the contract. Maybe we work that into the, you know, all the things that we took out. You know, you need to have you got to be creative when you do this. So that's really a best-case scenario. We move forward and do that. It's a rolling application. There's no timeline or deadline, so it's something we'll jump on as soon as we can. Worst-case scenario is we're not accessible or not applicable for the USDA fund. We never hear from Open Cape again, and we have the money set aside. That's there. We do the best we can with it. We'll have another meeting before we put the final application in. And what we need to do is price out the most expensive part, which would be the conduit runs and the fiber from each station going back to the office. We have 7 sites. There's the most optimal distance. Try to stay out of the state layout as much as possible because that's going to run the cost up quite a bit. Explore whether we do underground or overhead. I tend to prefer underground. It's a little more safe during weather events, things like that. If we come up with that estimate, it's $400,000. We have remaining funds. Then we would open it up to, you know, we'd have a discussion. We have X amount of dollars that we're going to put a grant. Even if it's at this stage, if it's something not security related, are there other infrastructure? It's a general infrastructure grant. So if we have other projects or other things we want to keep in mind, let's get it in the application. Text message just sends it. Oh, you look it up on the phone?
Yeah.
You can go back to, I guess.
It wasn't all just stuff. Oh, no. It's somebody who went in the building. So we got to go and look at the camera from the phone.
Right.
Get the phone.
Well, that's sort of the location and stuff like that.
I don't know all the fine details of it, but I know there are ways to block out certain areas. Like
that would have to be hooked up to the internet somehow for us to be able to do that. Or a telephone line of some sort. So we could pick to that screen. It'd definitely be like go to my PC or something like that that we can use through the internet. But then we might also open ourselves up to hackers. Something like that.
We can let our security guru is coming up the first week of October. And
it wouldn't be much different right now than what I have now, because I have something on my phone. I can look and see the pumps are running, what alarm is coming in, and everything else. I have bought a mini iPad for the guys to stay home so they can go in, and their phone, they don't have something, they can look at it through their home or their Wi-Fi.
It's pretty commonplace for most. I mean, I can log on to certain clients' wastewater treatment plants and turn pumps off. If I wanted to, for my phone, it's username and password, and it's encrypted. I don't know the details about the security of it, but it's commonly used in the industry. There are a lot of finer details. I don't know how detailed we have to go with the application, but you can bet we'll go in for the full dollar amount. And, we talked about, for example, cameras that are explosion-proof, cost up to $10,000 or if not more per camera. So do we want to have them mounted, like you said, behind something that's target proof?
Yeah, that's my biggest thing that I was saying to them. Whatever we get the cameras that are going to be outside of the parking stations, they're in a very isolated spot. You can see if you look at any of the air conditioners, that someone can use for target practice, things that, stuff like that, or rocks, everything is dinged. The kids
they throw rocks and get baits down on the sand pit and have to take two, you know, everything. So, I mean, it has to be something that's durable or maybe even bold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get them with a... We get them that alarms go off if there's contact, you know. Lights turn on, alarms go off. That'll scare anyone out of there throwing rocks. Or you put up a dummy camera and put the other one up on the top of a light post. It's a little less. They put the cameras up on down Beers' Way in Hyannis, just mounted, pointing down certain roadways with hotspots, and it's like putting the police cruiser out in the corner with nobody in it. It just has to be appropriated, which it has been. It has to be voted on out of town. Yeah. Yeah. Never know what could happen, but no, it shouldn't impact that.
And what happens with the financing that we have in place?
That's where we'll have to get the treasurer involved and talk with USDA. It may have to be transferred over to their loan program and follow under their guidelines. We'll have to sit down with USDA and go through that.
So,
he does. I believe he does. I didn't think it was his idea originally to seek USDA.
Yeah,
that's a good point. If we lump the 2.1 with the 180, now we have close to 2.3, and 25% of that's more than 525. It's so. I believe the limit's 3 million that you can go for, but we'd still be under that. I believe the appropriation. $575 plus $2.875 million. Now it's 20 to 25% is what the grant is. So again, this is an absolute best case. All the stars align and everything works in our favor. We'll, like you said, find a way to get a good system in.
I think we can't take this long.
I think the big picture is there's a lot of opportunities out there.
And yeah, we have so many issues already with radio. I mean, there's not a park that you go to the radio is not working. Mm-hmm. They're trying to double check repeatedly, but it's good to have
to ask.
Full steam ahead. Thank you. So, Chris, you'll be getting the documents pretty soon back from DISCO, and then once you get them back, let me know, and I'll bring over the change order notice to proceed and everything, and we'll have everything set up on the desk, ready for signatures.
Get the cash flow.
Get the cash flow.
And anything you can think of to spend the money on, that's I don't know if he's going to lose it and end up getting it Jack. But if I get that from you, I think he's in there Wednesday or Thursday.
As soon as I get it from him, it won't take me long to put my numbers to it. So I'll give you his breakdown, my breakdown, and the total. As soon as we can. We're on it. So, good.
Right.
Anything
else?
Yeah. Other than the cost of what to put in the RFP together, no cost. They pay for everything. You get money back. And try they'll make their fair share. They're not doing it for free. I just put them on the roof of my house for no money, and I'm saving 60, 70 bucks a month on energy bills. So, same thing on a larger scale.
Trinity.
Send you the contact information.
But then those guys, if they're in your house, they can give you kind of an estimate for just looking at the.
They could check a few minor orientation and things like that, but for regular usage, I think I have 8 panels on my roof.
Solar City,
yeah, there's a bunch of them. They have referral programs and all that sort of stuff. So
they
do for 20 years for the life of it. They crack your roof, if something happens, if it breaks, they own it all. Or so they say. We'll find out if something ever happens. But
doing something, he was coming
he said, Jesus, who's liable if I'm working for you guys doing this if you didn't have anything on? So we went to the meeting, and this is why they got this group accident insurance stuff. Now, we've been just doing it because they just came in. Brad looked at this and said, you know, you guys don't need your own policy. It could be a district-wide policy.
Okay.
And we can loop you right in with everything here, and it's going to drop your money in. And it'll give you better coverage. So he was just reviewing it, he noticed this. Yeah.
According to this document, dated September 8th, 2015.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. This has been a pretty good meeting.
It has. It's because of the orientation of the table.
I like this.
I always like
the stripes on my shirt going up and down, not going across. It looks a lot skinnier that way than this way.
And we didn't need a vote to do it. It just was done.
We didn't need a vote. Yeah. That was good.
You're going to try it on that diagonal next time?
I don't know, but we'll go over that side.
All right.
Go back up to... elect policy advisory and bylaw committee members. Huh?
Sounds like it's a dead date. We need to have a standing up.
In each of these?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. It was last year. I can't remember.
But
I think you were on one of them.
I was on one of them for each of the last 2 years, and I've been on. I was on one year, then on one the other year.
Okay.
So
did they meet?
Did you prefer one of the other?
Actually, I was going to. You mean the new chairperson?
Wait a minute. Who's going to do that?
I smell the water.
Jeez. Thanks for volunteering, Vic.
Hi.
Tell you the truth, you can help with it. They need, who's in the policy advisory now?
From Prudential?
Yes.
I believe that Laurie is policy advisor and that Stan is bylaws.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. And really, depending if there's anything really earth shattering that they want to do.
I don't think there is. What do they need to want to do here?
It's up to the chairman. So they meet,
yeah.
And then they assess whether there's business that they need to deal with and how often that they need to meet. So,
policy advisory, and we met once.
That's right, last month.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the year before, I was on bylaws. We met
bylaws.
A ton of times.
Because there were a lot of bylaws.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I think he should do bylaws.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of bylaws?
No. Not. Oh, yes.
Do you have a copy?
Yeah.
That I have a PDF from.
Okay.
I don't think anything's been updated since.
Who sent it out to all three?
And who did you say was bylaws?
Do you need a copy of do you have a copy of bylaws?
Send it to me, too.
Yeah,
I've got a copy of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I may have it from
you. Probably have like
10 years ago.
Just like I said,
10 years ago, yeah.
If you want, I can either print them off and put them in the
You know what? Print mine, because every time you send me something, I can't print it.
That's what I think. Yeah. And somebody had problems with it. I don't know if it's the way I send it.
Yeah. Or the way I receive it.
I'll send it.
Yeah, I should be able to send
it. PDF. You want?
Okay. Just send me my email. Yeah, if you'd rather print that out. I'll just keep it in a folder. You know, I look at all these young guys that I work around, and I look at my desk, it's piled up with papers and folders and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And I look at these young guys that are working in the organization. Maybe they don't make as much money as I make in terms of selling. They do just fine. There's no paper on their desk.
No.
No.
I'm talking zero.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
They got nothing. Their desks are clean. Yeah. The pictures of the honey pies on the desk.
Yeah.
Mine's all stacked up. Well, I know I got this pile someplace. What's on that pile over here?
Oh, God. Nobody buys books anymore.
All right, so it's good with that. Andrew Casey's been done, and so new business. The VFIS insurance policy change. Hold up.
Unless anybody has anything else to bring up under new business.
We need to.
Oh,
we scheduled October.
It's scheduled one, and we can just confirm it.
Okay.
The 17th. No, that would. That's just. Just now. Just now. It was October 15th.
15th. Is that still okay with everybody?
It's good with me. Since I officially was offered my new job, so.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, good for you, bro.
Great. 6 p.m.
Yep. And it's going to work out perfect for me.
All right.
We'll have, I guess, well, next time we schedule November. That's going to be a tough one.
For me. I'm going to be chasing some things around.
Well, me too, and I got a wedding.
The 12th to the 20 something, I'm going to be gone.
I'll be gone.
So we can have one the 11th.
We could. But I'm going to fly out the 12th and be gone to the probably 26th or 27th, something like that.
Yeah.
Where are you going? North Carolina, but a different place in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. A little different location.
In November?
Another fall.
November, yeah.
I've got something in my car for you guys while we're
at it. Is it chocolate?
Is it a check?
It's
stack of 20s?
No.
Is it cucumbers?
No.
Tomato?
No.
I just hope she's very organized.
The camera thing was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it is.
So before we first started, I talked about it when we got there. That it would be great for all of us to go down there. But then you know that only one of us can go.
Yeah, that's right. Because then
do you believe that?
Then we'd have to post it.
One of us, we went down there to just see that. I thought,
security thing.
And we can't go together. We can't be at that place looking at that thing.
Oh.
This is for your refrigerator. It's a list of the Patriots games.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. I was going to ask.
Now, have you earmarked which ones they're going to cheat on?
Yeah. I think they're going to cheat on any.
I like that.
So I got these for my clients, and now that the games are starting, so I got
to. I really was going to ask if you wanted to until
you
get a big one. There's a two. I have one already. That's a 2016 calendar. Just
and you don't need it?
No, I don't need it.
It has a baby pen. Look at this.
It'll get you started until you get one, you know, coming up.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have to buy. I have to buy a ticket to one of these games because my wife just told me that I've never taken her to a football game.
I want to look at the.
Warrants.
You taking it to a Pats game?
I got it.
I glanced it.
That's the construction of the one he did in the Fall River. over. So.
In New Bedford, yes.
We're not done yet, so. You were going to make a
and motion. And this is what ours is going to look like?
I'd like to make a motion, we adjourn.
It'll be that safe, not that big.
10 seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.